What's up, my people? Welcome to another episode of the Boys Podcast. And today, I am here with the full squad.
The boys, NG.
My boy, Emperor, and my boy, Timmy.
Yo!
My
name, Emperor. No, last week I wasn't here, so, but today I promise that no matter what, I will be here.
Well, I go by the name Timmy. I wasn't here last week also. Personal issues, no? When Mama calls, you guys go now.
Mama's love.
Okay. You guys go. So, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. That's good. So, my guy Emperor, how was your week?
Oh, man. Ah. Oh, God. I can only qualify with one word, though. Stressful. The week has been stressful. Yeah. You know, the fact that we're having an exam next week. So
reading
here and there. So, I can only qualify with one word, though. Stressful. Just stressful.
It has been stressful, very stressful.
So, Timothy, what's up?
Yeah, my week has been stressful too, just like Emperor, you know, as students now, UNILAG students. By that time of the year again, you guys, they jack every time, there and there, just to meet up, you know.
Grace must not fall.
So, yeah, that's very stressful. It's reading.
Uzi P.
Oh, my bro.
It's the pop.
My bro. Nothing is popping, though, my bro. Nothing is popping because this week has just been, I don't even know. It's like as if I'm backwards. Everything's just backwards. Because I see my mates snapping that they have finished course outline. And I'm here. I'm still asking. I'm the one asking on the group. Please send me course outline to show you how everything is going.
But see this guy.
This week has just been, I don't even know. Nothing to write home about. Different stress from different angles, you know.
And what got our exam together?
And there has not been, I don't think this week had any highlights for me, though. Like, this week has just been filled with stress back to back, different issues. I don't even know. Well, I can't even classify it safe. I can't classify it honestly.
Oh,
Jiggy,
my bro.
Jiggy,
the week has always been the same for me. Calm as usual.
Calm.
Last week, calm.
Calm.
Oh, back to me now. My week was stressful too, as usual. I'm all of us gonna did the same department, so.
No, test. Not all of you.
We have one O.
Okay, come on for here. But like, test and all, sha. Lecture free week, we still get test, really. But
it's calm.
Philosophy.
So, today we're bringing to you guys a very hot topic. Very, very hot topic. I'm sure you guys.
Hot and trending.
You guys, both male and female, you guys can all relate to the whole P. So, today's topic is finding love. In our youthful days,
That word love. L O V love is really, really strong.
Very complex concepts.
L O V
this guy.
Phenomenon.
L O V E. Very deep. So I want to like you guys to like just give me your own view of love, like from how you have experienced it. Just give me a view of how everything has gone.
Yeah. The word love. In this age and time, for me, my own view of love, it is not the love that my father and my mother have for me. The remaining can shift one side.
Because
right now, in love, that word alone is very, very huge. It's very, very, I think nowadays, if people even mistake love for, let's say, greed, or like, they have made it look like as if, they have made it look like as if, for example, to enter in a relationship, you must have at least like 7 figures in your account. Wow. 7 figures, 7 digits in your account balance. Digits. Like the way they have made this society look like, especially, I don't even know.
Use your
shout
tag
out to all those Yahoo boys. But they have made it look like as if
Elon Musk boys,
thank you.
I mean,
like giving a girl like, so I saw a post of recent, like they were like, if a girl was like, if you don't have 200k in your account and you want to come and date me, that don't even try it or something. Wow. I was not like that your money that your father cannot give you, you get on like cannot just give you, and most of them are all these trenches babes.
Money
your father cannot give.
I'm a day
you are demanding from someone that you just met, and you have just like started talking for over, let's say, 2 weeks or something. Like, I don't even know. Concerning this love PA, it goes far and wide, honestly. But like, my own view on love, honestly, I don't think me myself right now can find love. Honestly, love is too far from me, and I'm far
Ultimate
from
it. Chase.
And I'm happy it's like that. Honestly,
seems like we've gone through a lot. You know, I said this on the last episode. That it seems like we've gone through a lot, but anyhow, Sha, we'll come to you later. Diamp. Diamp.
Wow. Love. L-O-V-E. Love. That's a mad phenomenon, bro. bro. You know, the word love is a very complex word. Like, you have motherly love, fatherly love, all kind of love. But this love we are dealing with here, the one we are pertaining with, bro, no BL. I've had some mad experience. Like, you see some kind of girls giving you some kind of, what can I can't even qualify yourself. Love. Bro. It's a mad thing for me, yeah. I don't think I've even experienced it yet. For me, I've not experienced love yet, because I don't think we have lost, we have too many kind of things that people like characterize as love. So I don't see that as love to me. So, because some girls, there are some mad experience that I've deal with. Because not to talk that I've deal with girls like that, but you know, some kind of girls, some girls that I've dealt with, like, I don't think I've experienced love, no. I've not experienced love yet. But to me, love, I want to say love I've only experienced, maybe godly love, motherly love, sisterly love. Apart from that,
my hand are white. My brethren from church love.
I mean, my hand are white.
So, Jiggy, what's up?
As a philosopher, I will be quoting Plato.
Wow.
Plato said,
you don't read for exam now, leave him.
why do you do me like this
now? I'll slice with this.
Why do you do me like this now?
Overnight kids.
Plato said, love only exists in the world of forms.
I see what you did there.
What we are seeing here, what we are feeling here, is only the shadow. It's only the replica of the love in the world of forms.
In the world of forms.
Listen, you think so? You the call of here, Omo.
Love.
Now that you know, might be lost, but not love. As for me, I do follow Plato. I know they say any love for here. These streets know they show me love.
Nasha does the cast yourself, so much more.
You said that cast. Omo, they love it for cast now, on a fact.
Oh yeah, now no wala.
Streets know they show me love.
Well, me personally, I've been fortunate, you know. I be lover boy. I've not seen the other side yet. So, babes where I don't date, they know be all those kind of babes, they always build anyhow now. They always relate on normal levels. So, they always build that kind of goal, say, at least. Even though we may not even get to that point where we feel carry them to the next level.
That's it, pass me your plug.
You guys better ourselves now. You guys be a better person. I guys be a better person. So I've been a good lover boy. So that's it.
But like, sorry, Timmy, I feel ask you one question. Are you single?
Eh?
Are you single in a relationship?
Eh?
Are you single?
We'll get back to that question.
Okay.
No, actually, yeah, for me, love, like I said, is a very, very deep word. And Omo. Yeah, you can feel it in many ways. It's not just by the whole boyfriend and girlfriend shit. Come on. It's more deeper than that. You get
friendly love.
Love. But I'm sure most of you would have experienced it. But like, if I start this topic today, like if I start to talk on love now,
you know go come here,
I swear to God. Well, anyhow, it's calm. It's calm. So guys, let's do something real quick here. And I want all of us to be very honest.
Honesty is key.
Yeah, so like, we're talking about love here, so let's be honest about it. So like, I want us to like give our experiences. Like, you've had this experience with this babe. Did she run you streets? Did you run her streets? You get that kind of thing. So like, I want us to be very honest with it.
What streets?
I want to know that topic.
Yeah.
You guys should understand what I'm saying. So, and I want our audience to like be able to relate with you. Whereby, okay, well, they were able to comment and say, now you fuck up, now me fuck up, you get. So let's start with our lover boy, Sean. So
teams.
Yeah. So practically, I had a babe like that now. So one light skinned babe like that, fine babe, beautiful, moderate. She get normal manners now. You know those babes really get normal P manners. So our relationship lasted for like 3 years.
Wow.
You know, as per things go soft now.
Shout out.
Things go soft now. So
3 years.
Yeah. 3 years is a long time, but we outgrew ourselves and we moved on with our lives. Plenty P soft now, you know, here and there. Our P man, our sisters. We had different issues.
Mm.
But we still, you know, we got along. There were many times whereby our dad kind of find out though, but she was like, she wants to break up or something like that. I just had to persuade her and be like, this thing that we have going on is, let's see if it's going to get somewhere. But at the end, it didn't get somewhere, Sha. Let's just see if it's going to get somewhere.
So you were the one that chopped it first.
Basically,
big T,
full of our boy.
Let's start with, how did you guys meet? Where did the love start from?
I met her in a French party. We linked up in a French party. I just sighted her now. I'm like, this fine babe like this.
Steve.
You know, like, we are just, though, I didn't go and meet her directly now. You know, you guys do background check now. Who be this babe now from your guy that is a friend?
No man.
Who be this babe now? How far? Link me up with this babe now. So the guy was like, okay, no wahala, no P now. We went to do introduction stuff now. How far? This one, that one, down. From there, we started talking and relating throughout the party. We had fun. Then we had conversations that blah, 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 that went through our this thing. So like 1 week later, officially, it took off.
After one week, you guys started dating.
Wow. Hey, yeah. Wow. I'm a big C. Wow. This is big C.
What talk is stage, Jeff?
You give me your plug,
man. Well, she didn't feel me now, and I didn't feel her. So now, so it be. As she didn't feel me, as for me, they feel her. You know, we guys carry on now. No waste time.
No man.
Wow.
So,
wow.
That was 1 week. Just 1 week.
Wow.
We got along. Lady P, Shag, with day sweet. There were some bitter times, there were some bad times. We were there for each other. She was there for me. I was there for her. So
like, yeah, basic like, question, yeah.
Okay.
Throughout your time relationship, who spent more on who? And like, who spent money more on? And like, was she like the type of babe that she was demanding for financial aid, for financial assistance?
Nah, it was equal. Like, we had same goals. We had same goals like that though.
Oh, what were these goals?
Like, yeah.
Goals to be. No.
This guy.
That, you know, that one didn't come up now. You know, you normally, you guys feel, you guys go through that your YouTube stage. You guys enjoy that stage that you have.
Yeah, true.
So, back to your question. We were both at equal distance. She was not demanding too much. I mean, too, as per babe, we know they demand too much now. I know to do like this thing.
Sorry, with you. Which year this happened?
2018-19, yeah. If I'm correct. 2018-19. So that's been like, how many years now?
Like, that's gone like 4 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
5 years, wow.
So it was just from both sides. She was there for me, I was there for her. We didn't spend too much.
I was there for you.
But we didn't spend too much.
When you guys started, because I feel personally, yeah, if you want to start a friendship or a relationship, you guys should like let yourself know what you want from each other.
Each other, yeah.
So like, did you guys do that when it started initially? Because I feel you guys rushed into it. 1 week is too short. So like, did you guys tell yourself, okay, this is what I want, this is what she wants? Like,
or you just went
was
with
that
the flow.
Was that Thank fact you. Established?
We went with the flow. Just went with the flow, straight up. You know, after as time goes by now, we started getting to like set what we need to
do, relationship standard.
Yeah, relationship standard. What so we
it,
need to do.
It
what,
didn't. It didn't what, start from.
It didn't start from that breaking point. From the very one. Yeah. That 1 week was just my talking stage not too plenty now.
She didn't feel me like I said before.
As a rich boy.
The one.
Yes, tease now. I feel.
Yeah. So now the major boiling question: what made the two of you to separate? Like, what brought about the breakfast?
Take us through that storyline.
Yes, like who did who dirty?
Yeah. Who did? Can I remember the story clearly now? Yeah. Well, actually, I did that there. She kind of did me dirty. Because, you know, as guys plenty now, better guys, or I'll say finer guys or cute guys, they pass me. They go like, they cite your babe, they want to relate to your babe. So it now depends on if the babe is like, I get one guy, I get person.
Shit.
Now they do
man. Starting painful.
I get person, this one, that one.
Like, say, Paulo don't experience
something. Maybe. So, she literally told me that there was one guy trying to like, try to get close to her now. I was like, the guy trying to get close to her. So what do you now say? What happened? She was like, she's not giving a guy's face, or she's not even giving a guy's time like that. I'm like, no man, no, that's what it's supposed to be now.
that is.
Why are you going to give him that kind of this thing? But the funny thing is, I trusted this babe though, and I liked her. And I felt she also trusted me, but at some point she didn't go with a clear head. She was not rational.
Wow.
Babes know the babes always go with emotions and
our philosopher.
Babes always go with emotions, and if words don't the two enter like that, you know, they'll be swayed away. So she kind of got swayed away. The most painful part was not that the guy was not one kind of guy that wants to like
sit.
He didn't want to go long now, bro.
He just wanted to
feel your pain. He just wanted a piece of the cake.
Thank you, my guy. Man. Thank you, Jiggy.
PG18.
Just want to. I didn't know if that thing happened, and I didn't even really care if it happened. Mm-hmm. So along the line, saw that this my babe started drifting away. She know they pick my call. She they. Do somehow
mess up.
I reached out to her that what's up, what is happening now? I've not been seeing you, I've not been hearing from you. What is happening? She said, nothing is up with that. We still did now. What am I? Which kind of question am I asking? So I got to know from one of my other guy like that this is your babe. I don't see her with one other guy like that too. See this one. I know first one believe him, but as per our reactions, and there was one defining moment that just like stood out for me. It was one time like that I kind of like went to meet one of my guy like that. So I met, it was a party show. So I met my babe there with this guy. I'm like, what is this? My babe in a party
with another guy.
Where did this up? So she was shocked, but she act, you know, she acted mature. She acted like she could boss this stuff now. Okay. So I didn't really try to cause a scene there. I just like said I then we got to talk later in the day. Then blah 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 happened. Curse words. We didn't really go verbal
physical.
And I can't go physical with the babe, so I just allowed the P to just lie down. So unfortunately for her, or as they talk, he pain her. The guy didn't really carry the matter like that. He just wanted to chop and side.
That's a flex.
So later she came back and was like begging this one, that one, that she's sorry, this one. And as per me now, they always give second chance now. Beloved boy, I go reason the matter, say
wow.
So that, wait, that's two times you chop breakfast.
I still love this babe now.
For the same girl.
Bro.
That's why the topic is finding love.
I too love this babe now. So I just, you know, I got back. We got back. But I didn't really like accept like that now. No, I gave her time. So we got back. As time goes on, the relationship was not that there again. There's no more like vibes.
No again. Spark.
Yeah, no spark again. We need to feel ourselves like that again. So gradually we started drifting. Then we didn't even break up officially. She relocated to a far place. She went out of Lagos. So from there, I lost her contact. We moved on with our life.
And break our steps. Actually, so sorry to like cut you short. Actually, can you like in the course of you guys' relationship, can you like say that okay, you guys actually experienced a real love, or it was
just childish,
kind of childish. There were some real moments though. Yeah. I forever cherish those real moments. So.
Hmm.
Who says you can't find love at a young age? Let's do this now, yeah? Timothy has given us his experience. Let's criticize the experience. Let's start with Uzo. Let's hear from you, fam. Certified playboy, exactly.
Yeah. Right now I'm my Ashau prime. So Ashau, I don't think I'm down for this love, people. Looking at your story, you been fucked up, bro. I won't lie.
Big time, bro.
But looking at it, left for me, it was me. After that first time, I don't think I can ever give her a second room or benefit of doubt.
I do love the babe now. Why?
Knowing what she did the first time, she didn't practically cheat, though. But like, for the fact that, okay, she went to that party with another guy, meaning that she had intentions of doing another thing with that guy. I'm not letting you know.
Yeah.
If it's that okay, she told you that she's going for this party, that kinikon, she's going for the party, this, that. Okay, if you meet her there, you won't be surprised. You just act like okay, everything bash, she gets.
Yeah.
But for the fact that she hid it from you, and when you got there, she was shocked to see you there, but she acted all cool and all. And because of that, now led to another. That means her conscience wasn't clear.
Yeah.
Meaning that she had other intentions. So, after that, I don't think I would have given her a second chance. So I feel that that's where the line, you should have drawn the line.
The line, okay.
But anyhow, you're a lover boy, so I don't blame you. I can't blame you. You get. You love the babe, so I can't blame you. Yeah, that's just my take on it.
Actually, the part I feel you fucked up was you didn't get to know this babe.
Yeah.
Like, it is important to know the person you want to spend time with. Exactly. Whether it is a year, you spent 3 years with this person.
Yeah.
And you just used 1 week to know this person. So I feel your foundation was not really strong. Even though it lasted a long time, it was not really strong. Because obviously, who says you can't date for like 4 or 5 years or more? You get. So I feel that if you had like gotten to know this person better, probably it would have not turned out the way it did. Because she's going to meet another guy and she did not tell.
But like, can I ask a question? How long do you think is like ideal for someone? Because me, I don't see that as an issue. For the fact that he just knew her for 1 week and the entire relationship, I don't see that as an issue. But like, I just want to know, how long do you think is the ideal time for someone to get to know someone before they enter into a relationship? Do you get
this is where talking stage comes in place, yeah? I won't lie, I hate doing talking stage. I hate that shit. Because sometimes it's just like you're doing talking stage for like a long period of time and nothing is coming out of it.
Yeah.
But like, when you get to know this person for a month, for 2 months, for 3 months, you know that, okay, well, this particular person does not like this thing. This particular person is not comfortable with what you are doing. And this person also know that, okay, well, yes, this particular thing, if I do it, this person will be upset with me. You get it's just more of like you guys knowing each other better. Cause you cannot just come and date a stranger or you say, okay, well, you know this person for just
this. How can you categorize how is fuck, man?
go on, don't worry. Go on.
Hey,
categorize.
I'll be fuck like spelling C actually. So, how can you categorize that
is it not talking stage? You know, it's just like, okay, you tell me, okay, I want to know more about this person. I want to know, but it's still the same.
But in your rights,
to my own view, actually, I can even say time is not even evolved.
So far,
the feelings flow.
You guys, let's be honest with ourselves. You can't flow with ourselves just for 1 week and you say that, okay, we have something.
We can actually.
Okay, this is my view, yeah? But I want to ask you guys one question. It will get to a point in time where you guys want to like get married and all. Would you say you get to know your partner for just 1 week?
Marriage is different now.
I'm just saying it's different.
Even the 1 week,
are just normal distance scenarios now. It's not like as if we didn't get to know each other
during that 1 week. During that 1 week, what were you guys doing?
During that 1 week, normal conversations. Playful conversations, you know, like
playful
conversations.
Flexing with each other.
Thank you. From there,
he was using her teeth for her. She was falling.
She was falling for teeth. No, that's tea. This is where genuine love comes in. If I want to date somebody, probably at that point in time or at that 2018, I don't know how old I was then, or at that time, probably it was, or it is plea. But at this point in life or my life, I can say, okay, yes, if I want to date someone, it's to date to get married. Not to date to play. You get genuine love is very important, guys.
Very, very
important. True. I don't know if you guys have ever felt genuine love for anybody.
Felt genuine love for my
mama.
I'm not talking about yes, obviously. Like my mother, my father, my sisters, or those guys are 100 for life.
100.
But like you are bringing an outsider into this family. Come on, we are men. You get
like you get a few years.
So like it's not at the point where you guys will date and it will get to a point whereby you guys are already doing divorce and the rest. That is what is happening at that side. You get. And that is not the way we Africans are. Yeah, I would lie. So
true.
We should be getting our facts right, honestly. Just for me. You get.
Yeah, I understand your perspective, dude. I really understand it because if you look at it here, looking at it too, not that yes, it's possible to find love in the space of 1 week, or it's possible to just like enter a relationship after a week. But like, left for me, in my own opinion, I don't think I'll jump into a relationship currently just after knowing the person for just 1 week or even 2 weeks or even a month. Because I see relationship as something that's okay, you are going for like a long term stuff. For example, now let me just use myself as an example. I've been in only one relationship here. And that relationship lasted for like, let's just say 2 months, thereabouts, yeah. But we have known each other for like, let's say, like since we have known each other back, like from way back, do you get? Like from my childhood days, do you get? But like we started like, should I say, we started talking to each other, started feeling things for each other probably like a year before we enter the relationship.
Yeah, okay.
So looking at it, yeah, the time I actually spent in that year, I got to know a lot of things about this babe that I've not known before. But the time I spent with her for just 2 months, I won't lie, it was dry.
Wow.
For me, it was dry. Because I'm not like, not to complain, sometimes I regret that. Sometimes I regret that.
Taking it to the next level.
Sometimes I regret that I shouldn't have gone to a relationship with this girl. I should have just left, like, just continued the way it was.
As you
get. But it gets to the point where she'll begin to ask, like, what are we doing?
They do ask that question.
You cannot dodge that question.
No,
it's impossible to dodge it. So if looking at it here, I think, in a way, for me, I think I rushed into that relationship. Forget the fact that I knew her for a year, but left for me, I think I rushed into it. Reason, because I actually saw it as like, obviously, like, we're doing stuff together now, you get.
True.
So, for like, there are times that we'll go off, we'll talk, we'll come back, we'll talk. That's before the relationship.
Yeah.
So, eventually, I just decided to like, okay, let's see how it goes. And I think it was out of kind of pressure. Will I say it was pressure also? But it just happened that I just had to ask this girl at that point and get to a relationship with her at that point. Like, I couldn't dodge it at that point. That's just the way it was.
Sorry, Scott, you should, bro.
Yeah,
like,
I'm listening.
See, that is what I'm talking about. let me first ask you a question before I conclude or before I say what I want to say. This babe, you said you knew her for 1 year.
Yeah.
And after you guys got into the relationship,
yeah,
it was more of like you were wasting your time, or it was
no, not, I won't say wasting
it was not time. Making sense anymore. It was boring. Anymore. It was boring. Okay, sorry, boring. So now you said you felt pressure when to ask her out, Abby.
Before going into the relationship.
Okay, so I want to ask you one quick question. Did you actually feel that, okay, what you feel for this baby, genuine love?
I can never say I feel genuine love for anybody.
What was it?
For me, I see love as a very big
word. What?
What?
No!
Chill now. I need
no,
to
chill. No, no, no. So I won't feel it's a very chill, complex word.
It's a complex word. It
might be
thinking
you are in love.
It is
and
deep.
And you are not actually
yes,
in love.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
That's why I said for me, love on its own. For me to say I love you to someone, I just feel that all the times that probably I was saying I love you, it wasn't really like genuine love. Mm-hmm. It was just like for the meantime, didn't
you
get?
Exactly.
For the fact, you just had to
you
say
it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because if you don't say it now, everything while I go start.
Everything
man,
what we are
but
talking about here is finding love, like
for me,
love,
genuine
love.
That situation,
love.
You didn't find love.
I admitted that I wasn't in love. I keep saying it.
Thank
for me
you.
To be in love, it means that. When I say I love someone, it means that I can die for that person at that point. That's love for me in general.
Wow.
For example, I can tell you I love my brother as 100 to the point where I can kill myself for them.
Mm-hmm.
I love my parents so much I could die for them.
Yes.
If I tell you that I love you, it means that I could do anything at that point, even if it means going past my limits, I would do it.
For you.
But when it now comes to like relationships and all, for me to now calm down and like be in love with this person, I'll just say during that point, yeah, I wasn't in love with her. Like I liked her so much, you get? Like I liked her personality, everything. I liked her so much, but I won't call it love. Even her to herself, I don't think she may see it as love, you get? Because I feel love for me, love only comes when you want to get married.
Mm.
That's just what I feel.
Yeah. Okay.
If you know that you're ready to marry this girl, that's when love comes in. If you're not ready to walk this girl down the aisle, then I don't think you're in love with the girl. You're just there trying to buy time or trying to while away time.
Yeah.
You get. So looking at it now, at that period, that time where before we entered the relationship, I saw it as, I won't say, I don't want to put it in such a way that it'd be offensive, but I feel from my own feeling, I feel that she liked me more than the way I did for her.
So it was big on her part and it was less
yes,
on your part.
It was
part.
Less on me.
Okay.
And I have a really, really bad habit on, I'll say it, like, if I don't see myself entering a relationship, like, if I don't see myself loving you, I may tend not to care too much. Do you get?
Okay.
So, for example, my guys, my close guys, I could do anything for them, do you get? But, as for a babe, if I don't see myself loving you, or if I don't see myself like liking you so much, I may not care. Do you get? Like, not that I may not care in the aspect, but I may not like show that I care, but then genuinely I actually care, but I may not show it.
Ad guy,
do you get? I may not show it. Like, I may not be calling you, checking up on you, all those kind of stuff. Do you get? Like, now I keep telling people that I could be in a relationship with a girl for 1 week straight and I won't call this girl or text her, but it doesn't mean that I don't still like her. Do you get? I don't know if there are some people out there that could relate though, but that's just the way I am. And I'm trying to change. You get? I'm trying to change. So let's looking at it here. It was for like, she actually, from my point of view, she actually like liked me more than the way I did for her. She had more feelings than the way I did for her. So I think on getting into a relationship at that point, I just had to, because I couldn't run away from it. And I'm the type of person that I don't like to break people's hearts. Do you get? So I just had to do it. So it was kind of, yes, I was kind of pressured into doing it. So, but at that point when I asked her into relationship, I took it upon myself as a task that, okay,
let me even try this
relationship. I have to try it. I have to grow on my path. Do you get? And the moment I actually like started to genuinely like this girl more, I just saw myself tending, like, we saw ourselves tending to like detach a little bit from each other, like things we were normally doing before we weren't doing them again. Do you get? Like, we just saw ourselves, how will I put it, where as I okay let me put it this way, as I began to like how much, she began to like me less. Wow. That's just where I felt. I don't know whether that's where she felt, but that's where I felt. So looking at it now, I think even at the point where we even broke up, to show you that it only lasted for 2 months, at the point we broke up, it was something that it was over, like, I won't call it a petty issue because it wasn't really petty. I took it as, she might have seen it as petty, but it wasn't petty. I saw it as something that really, really hurt me. Like, it pained me that to the point that I had to lament to people. Wow. Like, it pained me so much.
Lamenting to people is not a bad thing.
But, not that it's a bad thing. Not
people, like, people.
Not like people, like, you know, guys, people I talk to, yes. Like, I was always, like, talking about it, you get. Yeah. So, like, it pained me so much, bro. Although I was the one that broke up with her, but I just found that I needed to, I had to, because it was looking more like it wasn't, I didn't see any future.
So you were the give you a breakfast.
You get mad. So it's not that, like, I didn't see any future between the two of us.
Okay.
You get. Like, we're heading, we had different goals. We had different things that we're heading to. I was on my path trying to, like, sort out my life. She was trying to, like, we had different areas we were heading to. She was even like relocating, kind of, Gigi's. Okay. So that was like the breaking point. It was definitely going to come, so it just had to come. That's just the truth. You have to face it, Gigi's.
Yeah.
So, but left for me, I think since that experience, I have said to myself and said it upon myself that I don't see myself getting into another relationship except if I find out that okay, this thing is actually really, really genuine. To get right now, that's what I keep saying. Right now, I'm in my Ashewo prime. I just want to explore. Because another thing too that comes with relationship is commitment.
Yeah.
I don't want to, currently, I don't want to just get, I'm not ready to commit yet. Not that if I enter a relationship, I don't cheat, I won't cheat, I will never cheat. But
100.
Men.
But 100.
Men.
100.
No, it's the truth now.
100. Oh yeah, continue.
But.
But I say 400 cheats. Before.
But the thing is just that I'm not just ready to enter that road again. You get. I'm not ready to go down that path again.
Yeah, path.
So that's just it for me.
So right, my guy, how did you take the heartbreak though?
How did I take it? Like I said, I was the one who told her. It happened on like a Monday morning.
Wow.
On a Monday morning, after waking up from Sunday, like I thought of it over the night. Throughout Sunday, over the weekend. I calmed down to think of it. I think where it all happened was She initially said that we need to talk, but we never like actually had that talk. So I was feeling that maybe that talk was going to be the end. I was going to be the end. So I just had to like
before she bring it up.
So that was what I did. And looking at itself, I thought of it. I actually calmed down to think of it. I spoke to like some experienced people about it, and they advised me that, bro, Omo, you just have, because if you don't, from the way it was looking like she wasn't going to do it because she didn't want to be like as if it's her fault. And me, that was saying that, okay, I don't want to break her heart. That means two of us will just be there saying our relationship, or we're not in relationship.
That's just the way it will be.
So how did I take it? It just happened, and obviously, like for like 2-3 days, I won't say I was down, but I just kept on reminiscing on the good moments. You get, even till now, self, I still do reminisce on the good moments. But going forward, I just said to myself that, my bro, nothing can pressure you again into getting into a relationship. You get, nothing can change my mindset. Yeah, I'm listening.
You know, you've said the fact now that okay, you're not ready for anything at the moment right now.
Yeah.
But I want to know, how would you know when you're actually in the mood?
How will I know when I'm ready? Yes. I gave myself some specific things that I need to achieve before I could get ready.
Okay.
For example, the world we live in here. Money is happiness.
You need
happiness is money.
Money is very, very important.
At this point, love I cannot.
When I money cannot, enter, love is sweeter.
Let's go.
Like money is the spice of love. Honestly, so I cannot be a struggling youth Like trying to fend for myself, trying to like to provide some certain things for myself yourself. And still like add another person's body on my head.
I'm
the type of person that I could, if I'm in love with you, see, I could do
anything
bro. If you say make I buy car for you, I could do it. But I can't do all these things. I can't do all these things if I don't have the financial backing to do them.
That's very important.
So I said to myself that before I could enter a relationship, firstly, I have to be
the figures have to be solid.
Like my figures have to be solid and standard in my bank account.
Wow.
Where I know that okay, if I want to do this thing for this girl, I can do it for myself. And for people around me without shaking before I do it for this girl. Do you get that? That is like how financially stable I want to be. That was one. Two, I have to like try and improve my mindset or build my mindset to the fact, because one thing is that it's not just about the money. It's also about the mindset towards it. You may have the money, see the girl, but like because of the way you have trained your mind, when that love comes, when you enter into a relationship now, you may not tend to do things like boyfriend duties, as they say, like calling up on her, checking up on her. Those are things that I have to actually
grow on.
I have to actually improve myself on, start doing them, even with my friends, not even necessarily my girlfriend or my boyfriend. Sorry, not my boyfriend.
Sorry.
Even with my girlfriend, but like, I have to improve myself, like try to like be checking up on people, and lastly, I have to be very certain and be sure that okay, this girl that I actually like, does she like, can she like reciprocate it? Like, does she actually really like
me?
Is it a mutual something, or is it parasitic stuff? Like, is it something parasitic that is one sided, or it's both, like it goes both ways? That's another thing. So that are like the three things that I've told myself that before I enter a relationship, I have to do. It has to be there. Thank you. So if it's not there, forget it. Forget it.
Okay, Uza. I just want you to stop now, sir. But anyhow, you have a point actually. Like what you said, it's very wise. Words of wisdom,
yeah. Yeah.
So moving on now, let's hear from Emperor.
I've been like listening to different experiences, different stories. Love. That word is very, very complex. Actually, I'll say I've experienced love from family side. Actually, you know, we've experienced love for family, motherly, fatherly, So I can actually say that is the actual love, like the real love. But coming down to the topic of relationship, I've only been in like two relationships actually, just two relationships. And the two of them are not even up to like 7 months. Literally, it was just 6 months. One of us 6 months. So, and it was combined. Like, it's not combined. It was like one after the other. So I had one and another one follows. But I like, there was like a break, like 2 years break between two of them. So the first one was literally, was it 4 months? Yeah, I had something with the girl. I can't actually say it's love to me. I can actually say maybe lust. Yeah. You know, we were both intrigued. Like, we were following each other. We were like, giving each other attention. Mm. So the feeling was actually going gradually. So we think like, okay, we are boyfriend and girlfriend now. Not knowing, it's just a fuck of shit, you know. along the line, you know, lust is actually very deceptive things, you know. It's very deceptive, you know. So along the line, you know, gradually, started realizing that this spark is no more there. So we are just losing interest. So I just make up my mind one day, an afternoon, pretty girl, babe, also. I don't think I can continue with this anymore, you know. Let's just like put it in. You know, the funniest part is just that
this period was actually, the girl was having a very important exam.
Wow.
At that moment. But the thing is just that, you know, I'm a type of person that when I make up my mind, I don't even want to know what type of period it is. I'll just see it, I'll let you know. Because if I don't see it at that moment, if I continue, then you'll be feeling like, okay, this guy is like not showing the attention again. So yeah. I just let you know straight and fast, oh, this thing is not like going as we planned. So I just ended with the girl like that, so. And we ended like that. So the girl was like, no, girl stop now.
Yeah.
I was like, no, let's just say. Man, the girl are still friends now. We're still friends.
That's
like,
nice, cool.
I still feel like very good friends. So, but a very important experience I would like to share is that of like, I think it's happened while we are having our first semester holiday. So I like went back home to have like, you know, as a cool boy, you know, like boy, just go back home. Feel like, okay, what's up? What are they? Where are the new guys in town? You know, where are the like bad bitch? So just like, okay. let's explore a little. Okay. So in the way of like in the course of exploring there, you are like okay, talking. Me and my guy, I have one a very particular guy there. So we're like my area boy, we're like talking together, you're like, let's just stroll around. So we're strolling around that one evening, so we like came across this girl. We're like, my man, girl, bro, this girl is fine. You get what I'm saying? You know that kind of feeling, this girl is fine. Initially, I didn't have the mind of like having a relationship with the girl.
Okay.
Because me, I was like, no man, I came for an holiday. So if I go back to school, I don't think I'll like continue more. Mm-hmm. So I didn't take it serious. But my guy was like, bro, this girl is fine. Yo. Don't take this girl for play. Just kind of be serious with the girl. Like, bro, calm down now. I'm going back to school. Why will I be serious with the girl? And the girl is cooling in my area. I'm schooling in Lagos. Girl, like actually schooling in Lagos, Ogun State. Oh. Actually, so it was like location barrier. So I was following up with the girl. We're like following each other. We're like talking. I think it was just like 1 week still. Started like doing some nasty stuff.
We are into each other
like that. So as along the line, we're like talking, gisting. So we're doing some nasty stuff. So we're already getting along with each other. Like, okay, fine. So the love is already entering, it's already into it. The normal actual word, I love you, which I think I don't actually mean it.
At that point.
So in the course of me, I think 1 week for me to like go back to school. So I was like, okay, let me make up my mind. Should I like, okay, tell this girl to be my girlfriend? Because if I said this girl to be my boyfriend, is actually schooling another area. I don't know what she'll be doing because one thing about me, I have trust issues.
Wow.
Yeah, I have trust issues actually. So, should I tell this girl to be my girlfriend? No. So I like seek advice from that my friend, right? Okay. After everything they saw, she make her listen to this girl. But I'm not even talking, we have not even concluded that, okay, we are boyfriend and girl, but we already need to do some stuff, you know? So, guys, she make her. I like tell this girl to me, like, yeah, I know Alan, I'm sure. Me, I did this place now. I could help you.
The watch out.
Yeah, you get that kind of school. I can help you the watch out. So, now I know
help
Alan.
You
now. Alan. Okay. So, a week to that, I'll be leaving solo. So. And we already feel each other. So, it was like just like an easy job. Yeah. I also, okay, fine. Now I know Alan. So, I went back to school. I was at school, you know, chilling, studying, all that stuff. We're still like calling each other.
Yeah, all those attention, we're still there.
So the girl was like, follow me, we're still doing all those lovey-dovey, this thing. So okay, fine.
Love birds.
Do you get? So, along the line, I just feel like my guy just started calling me, I'm like, bro, okay. This girl, because she was staying at a outside hostel. Your hostel was not in school, outside hostel, yeah. So the guy was like, bro, I did visit this girl area or something, I did see this girl is some kind guy. The first thing I tell you, like, you be fool. You know I tell you this thing. You know I tell you say, women cannot be trusted. Calm down, bro. Okay, fine, no wala. So I was like, swallowing up. I was like, what's up? What are you doing today? Where are you? So, in the course of, like, communicating with her, like, where are you? So, I was already feeling that she was already cheating. I have trust in you. My trust in you is very, very bad. So I was like feeling, I was complaining, this thing you are doing is not good. We already have an issue. Like 2 weeks after, I went back to school.
Wow.
We already have an issue. Wow. I was like, this thing you are doing, this thing, we already have you. I was like, okay, I will even shock you, self. I'll shock you. You said you have small girl, I'll shock you. I'll serve you that breakfast before you serve me. But unknowing to me, this girl also has other plan. Wow.
The day I was planning, like, okay, just make it clear to her that I think we should just be fine as friends as we were before. Not to this boyfriend and girlfriend thing. So it was like a week before that, I was already planning to, like, how I'm going to, like, narrate everything to her, this thing, this thing. Just one night, I was pressing my phone. How are you? Love, all those love and everything. Okay, wow, are you doing fine? I even have something to tell you. Wow. No, when you are, you hear that, I have something to tell you. You feel like, what was that supposed to mean? Okay, fine, can you come? I don't even think I can do this anymore. Fuck. I was like, fuck.
You don't serve
fuck. Me. Why would like, I go? I also paid like, ah, whoa, something I knew planning for you. You already like saw me. Ah, fuck. I was like, ah, God, I cannot deal with this. But it's all fine, it's all good, you know. I'm just there now, you know, trying to like make a flow. If we are flowing with each other now, seriously, I'm telling you, we are just flowing with each other. There's nothing like love is not there. We are just following each other out.
We are just following each other out now.
So I don't think I'm even ready to like experience that thing here. So let's love just be on one side. I'm on 10 toes now, trying to like make something better for myself. Make myself responsible to even like, even before I can like walk up to you, you already sense like, okay, no, this guy has something to offer.
So
I'm like in my hustling mood now, please. And right now, you can actually come. If you come, we can date, but it's actually for money. They pay me, I'll be servicing you. So that's just it.
But you mentioned something about communication, yeah?
Yeah.
So like on a scale of 1 to 100, it's not concerning your relationship with that babe particularly. Like, what do you guys think? Is communication important in a relationship?
Yes, like,
is it very important?
Like
very
the major
you know, what girls even value most is attention.
Yeah.
Very attention. No, money is actually part of it. But if you are giving girl money and you're not even giving her attention, trust me, it's going to be like you'll be giving she a red sign.
There'll
be another guy giving her attention.
And
you'll be like feeling the guy more than you are even giving her money.
Yeah.
I'm not saying money is not important. Very, very important. Almost money no day, nothing is up. So you get, but that attention must be there. Girls like attention. Or let me say, girls loves attention more than anything. So I think communication is actually a very, very important thing, you know, because what I can actually say lead to this like breakup that I had with this girl was that lack of communication. You know, we are far from each other.
Yeah, the distance.
So I was like, I haven't trusted you that I'm not trusting this babe. This girl can, and it's a fine girl. I'm very serious. This girl is a fine girl. So I'm having to tell you that no, guys will be walking up to this girl to like talk to her. This thing is that.
Yeah.
I think communication is actually very, very important. You know, very, very important.
Like. I think this happened to me when I was in, but I say SS1 or SS. I think it should be SS1. Yeah. I just like chopped breakfast, man. Like for me, 3-year relationship.
Wow.
But
wait. Sorry. Wow. SS1. 3 years relationship.
Now, not just one.
Can't make sense.
Chill. Okay.
Wow.
There was this particular babe I was feeling just when I saw a picture on the yearbook and I was like, oh, I like this babe. And I started writing letters to her.
Those days, secondary
school vibes now. Yes,
no,
I did it. I'm claiming to my full chest. But like, I just chopped breakfast and all. So like, I met this new babe, this new particular person. And how I put this, we're just running things, normal. It was not defined that, okay, we are starting a relationship. But you know that kind of thing when you're like running things and I think she's catching feelings on her own end. Yeah. I think that's what was happening. She was catching feelings on her own end. And I was not ready to commit because I just finished something that, okay. So, I was like, I can see that was like my first love. Yes. Even though I was
first
a child.
Love.
Yes. But like, I can see that was like my first love. And I was not ready to commit with her, but it got to a point whereby she started disturbing about the whole relationship thing. And I was like, ah, Omo. Me safe, at that point, safe, I did not know how to ask girl out. Because my first babe safe, I did not ask her out. Just started it. That can't be. Like, I did not know how to ask babe out. And she was just disturbing me about, oh, you have to do this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, we are now. No, while. Because I was a boarder. So, like, before going to the boarding house, I think it was on a Saturday, and I was meant to visit him on a Sunday. And I decided to like, oh, let me ask this babe about Tiff. So if you come back, if the thing still flow, will continue. So I asked her out now, and obviously she will talk yes, because you know, born out of emotion will talk yes. You understand?
As for a bad boy.
She said yes, obviously, then, because she was the one clamoring for it and all. So, like, I went to school, and I can remember this day. I was on the field. I think it was before inter-house sports. I was on the field, yeah. Because her brother went to my school too. So her brother came to come and meet me. I was like, bro, Alpha, are you and my sister dating? I was like, ah, obviously, yes, now. I was like, okay, no wala. Say, go, fill me in later. I was like, okay, no wala. So, I don't know that there was this boy in my class, another boy in my class. He was going to our house.
I don't know, liking your big.
They were
going to our house.
Yes, ma'am. He was doing that thing. They were doing their thing, Sha. And me, I don't know. It was based on her brother and I were G's, you get. So, like, he just came to come and tell me that, oh, no reason to say he did this, my sister. Like, he told me clean. No reason to say he did this, my sister. My sister did this so guy for your class. And funny enough, I was like, hey, wahala, something we you force me, my do. I call it that do. Then I call the yes, say, okay, you did run another package for us. Oh, I was like, what the fuck is this actually? And if okay, I don't want to mention the school the girl went to because it will be kind of somehow, but like, the school is one popular school. It starts from C. So it starts from Q and ends with C. If you know, you know. If you know, you know, Charles. But like, that experience alone, I was like, what would I even call that experience? Was it just, okay, a phase for me to get over my ex or something? Like, I didn't know what it was, but like, it was really heartbreaking. And at that point, that's when I was like, okay, if I'm actually going into anything with someone, it's better I become honest. I'm honest with that person. So I can be like, okay, this is what I want from this thing we are going to start. Or, okay, I don't want this. I don't want that. So we don't get things mixed up. I don't know if you guys get.
Yeah, I feel you.
So like, that too, like, that was like the breaking point for me, whereby I had to like, okay, if I want to go into anything serious with anyone, I should let that person know that, okay, yes, this is what I want. And obviously I've not been in anything serious with anybody since that period of time, because I'm when I just cruise up until probably sometime last year. But anyway, Shai, everything is going fine. That's just it.
Yeah, so as regards to, I just want to, because I'm still in shock. You said JS1 to SS1. Wow. But like, question here is that at that point where you found out that she was going, like, this guy was servicing her in her house, you get. So at that point,
I mean, wait, be clear on your servicing.
The guy was servicing her.
What in type house. Of servicing, Fed?
He was just servicing her. I don't know. But we were servicing her.
I don't know what they talk about.
So at that point where you found out, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you, like, how did you approach her to confront her about it? Oh, that's yes. One.
Yeah.
And like, who ended up breaking up with who? How will I put this question? Who ended up breaking up with who? And if it was you that broke up with her, at that point, did you still like her? And if it was she that broke up with you, did you feel that she still liked you? Did you get?
Okay, so your first question was.
What was my first question?
He said, you know, my first question.
Yeah, I know. I asked about at that point then.
But like, how did I react?
How did you confront her?
It was obviously when I got home, because phones were not allowed in the hostel. So like, when I got home, I was like, oh, I heard what was happening and everything, blah blah blah. She was like, something. And me, I'm not denying the boy we should be one level with a fine guy, no money. So she said, oh, he was giving her more attention and all. Me, I was in school, but she was in distance at that point in time. So there was no point of me seeing, there was no way of me seeing her around and all those type of things. So she just got distracted by the way and everything happened. And when me, I said it, I was like, ah, because it would obviously be stupid, to continue something with someone that's already cheated, you get.
Yeah.
So things had to end, obviously. And we continue talking. We are still good friends up until this moment. Yeah.
So, sorry to question you. You mentioned JS1
to ISS one.
Yeah.
During those times, you guys were doing
that just wants to
say my own years want to say swamp. I was still like,
oh, really, my boy.
No,
I was fighting for biscuit.
No, like the type of school I went to an oldie boys school, yeah, and it's a Catholic school. There's St. Finbar's, there is Olas, there's St. Greg's, there's HCC. So, like, Finbar's and Olas, they're like brothers and sisters school, we get. So, like, if you want to won't have babe in any school, it's going to be Olas. So, like, I just saw this girl's picture, and I was like, oh, she's fine. So, like, I started writing letters. At first, she was doing Shakarao. I don't know, like, but, like, we started something, and it went up until SS1 beginning. So, let's say, trial GS1, GS2, GS3. Yeah. I was with a particular babe from Olas. Yes. Then SS1, when I chopped the breakfast from the one from Olas. Okay. Yeah. That's when started this one. That went to the first Q and the last C, you get.
Okay. I won't even say so, you call them like babe. Call them gap. They were like small children at
that. And on our play now, like that's obviously, yes.
That's why he said is his first love.
First love, yeah. Exactly. Wow. So like when I got to SS1 and I probably like that stuff happened, that it was like a sense of maturity that came upon me that okay, yes, in this aspect. You should learn to like tell this particular person before starting anything. Tell this particular person that like, okay, yes, this is what I want. So you guys don't like confuse yourselves at the long run. You get, make it clear that yes, I like you as a person and I feel okay, I can be with you. Not that, oh, you like me, clear. I don't like you. You get that kind of thing. And we're deceiving ourselves. That situation that I went through, obviously that would be the end product. You get.
Yeah.
So like that is just it.
That's a wise one right there. Wise advice. You know, the story about love in secondary school is something that is very common. Most people try to deny it, but I mean, it's
all happens, though.
Yeah, exactly. And most of it was secondary school. Yeah. Not the way you feel. Tell me, you will surely get one baby in the eye there. You could ask me your crush. You could just pick up from crush and from there on. Me, so I also had one crush then back in those days. Yeah. For this baby, thing is, she was with a senior.
Wow.
And when I say a senior, more bro, this guy qualifies as a man. Like, proper man. Me, Jiggy, then I should die.
Yes.
Hey,
easy.
You
easy shot.
Well, then I was still like, I was close to the ground.
Wow.
And this guy was like a giant. Nobody say it was like, this guy was a giant. I don't just want to mention his name. But, yeah, they were dating. Straight up dating. And as for a short guy now, I just had to like keep my feelings. But then the guy graduated and I saw a slight opening, and I took the risk.
Wow.
You know, I took the risk. And as God will have it, the risk paid off. Well, we're not in a relationship per se, but we had something going on. Like, up to date, I don't think our friends even knew. Wow. I was like, secret-y. Proper side guy. Confirmed secrets.
Love
like
that. Sneaky link.
Bro, thank you. Sneaky link. Nobody in that class knew. Nobody knew what was going on. Thing is, my mom used to come to pick her up very late. So, and then I was in boarding school now. But the school is like there and boarding. So,
yeah.
She was a day student. I was a boarding student. So, I could go to the hostel like very late. That one, normal P.
Uh-huh.
And she too, they used to come and pick her up very late. So, when class don't empty now, when our own love starts. But I didn't even mind now. I was still young. It didn't concern me. My crush, they give me eye. I'm on to feel jiggy. But yeah. Until I started to like, you know, sit down and think about this P now. Like, it's in the actually pop. Cause even after the guy graduated or the guy left school, other guys were still like, they still had access to this babe. And you know, cause like others didn't know about it now, it was like I was invisible. Like I was not there at all. I know if you talk now. So Omo,
as per side guy.
As per side guy. I was I was adjusting, but it got to a point that I woke up to reality. Wow. You know, I had to, because
you respect now.
No, I respect now. I got jazz up. I got jazz up. So I woke up to reality, and I found out that she was just using me to pass time.
Wow.
You know, closing time go reach. Now when do we remember Jiggy? Maybe so it's supposed to be now. It's supposed to be that way, but yeah. I woke up and
like, is that like your only like experience of being the sad guy in anything?
Sad guy in anything.
Yeah. Like a relationship. Is this your first experience? Or the first and last, or you've had other experiences?
No, I had other experiences, obviously, but experience of being a side guy, like a major side guy.
Yeah,
this was the only one.
Which but still pains you, right?
Which still pains me, bro. I stalked this guy Instagram.
But let me ask. Can you actually say that during of you being that side guy, as at that time, can you actually say that maybe that girl loves you? Or what you have for her is being mutual at that time?
It was one sided, bro.
Based on you.
Based on my side.
Really based on your side.
It was only me.
So like, I have a question here. The question is just pertaining to Paul's experience. I'm trying to understand. Yeah. What do you guys classify cheating in a relationship? Like, where do you call it cheating? Currently now, yeah. At the stage you are, what do you call cheating? Is it, for example, if your babe goes out with a certain guy? Yeah. They end up not doing anything, but like, for example, she tells you she's going to see this guy, yeah, and she's going to see him in his house.
Wow.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, fine. Oh no, she tells that she's going to watch a movie with this guy, and you're like, fine, but she ends up going to his house, but nothing happened. Yeah, nothing happened because she ended up not meeting the guy. But like, for the fact that she had intentions of actually going to his house, will you classify that as cheating? Or is it until like they have sex or something?
In the first place, yeah, we're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Me and you. Not part A, part B, and part C.
Not an open relationship.
It is me and you. So like, there should be no reason for you to go out with a guy to watch a movie. If you want to watch a movie, I am here.
No, like, that aspect of watching the movie is just like a friend, for example.
Exactly, like it's not meant to be done. If you want to go
for example, if probably this guy was not feeling too well for like some time, he had, let's say, an accident or something, then
her boyfriend,
no, like,
okay, her friend,
yes,
okay,
and he was like, okay, well, can you come and keep me company for some time? Probably go and watch a movie or something.
Why my babe? Like, why my babe?
No, probably a close friend or something.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
That, you see, where besties come in now? This is where besties come in.
Besties. Yeah, been toxic here.
Them.
See, you see that scenario. Yeah. I don't say anything bad in it. You can actually go. Oh, but I will escort you.
Exactly. If I can't, no problem.
Yeah, so yeah. In that scenario, I'll actually escort you to the place. We'll see where the guy is. But not to the point of like spending
time with
quality,
like,
later time with
you
that
can't
guy.
Tell me he does not have other girlfriends or female
not
friends.
With my
why
own,
my
why your babe?
For it to not invite your babe, obviously, he has eyes on
he
your
has
babe.
Eyes on your babe.
So it doesn't that mean that if she goes, doesn't mean she cheated on you.
If she goes, she should tell me first.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Like she tells you.
Yeah. I won't allow you. She's not.
No problem.
She's not.
Because,
okay,
for example, I don't have trust issues. Someone like me now, if I was in that situation, I could tell her to go. Because I actually don't really mind. My own is that as far as I trust the babe, and I trust her that she won't do anything. But in the process of, okay, she ends up not going to the movie, she now goes to his house. But due to some unforeseen circumstances, she didn't meet him in the house. But will you call it as, and she didn't tell you that she was going to his house. The original issue was, the original statement was they were going to watch a movie. So, like, will you classify that in your perspective as cheating?
If the reason was genuine, like, the reason was very genuine, like, okay, she has a very genuine reason for doing so, I can actually say, okay, maybe. But just conclude something. You know, there's something we call communication in relationship.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have a very adequate communication with the person you are in a relationship with. Do you get?
Yeah. You know,
if you are going somewhere, in a scenario like that, whereby, okay, you said you're going to, like, watch a movie with the guy. But situation later changed, and you have to like go to his house. Hello, babe, what's up? I'm not actually going to the movie again. I'm going to his house.
point clear. Mm-hmm. You've differentiated that you're going to his house. So it's very clear. So I don't have anything in it or anything. So far I trust you. You cannot tell.
No, we as guys, let's be honest with that. So no matter how the communication is very strong, if probably your babes should call you and say, okay, she tells you initially she's going to a movie with this guy, and you say, okay, fine, no problem. And you let her go, and she calls you later on that, oh, I'm not going to the movie again. I'm staying in his house. Even though you are doing, oh, yes, I don't have trust issues.
Not staying. You are going.
Okay, you are going to his house. Even though you don't have trust issues, like, okay, you are cool with it. Something inside your stomach with the bite, you see, something feels like so.
Men have that strong.
Common sense.
Every fucking man has that thing.
Everything is common sense.
It is common, like, that's why I said when it comes to this issue of, oh, my bestie, or as if, anyway, in a relationship, that third party shit coming in. Oh, nah.
That's bullshit. Why would you have a bestie? Why can't you, especially in this generation, this current generation, the word bestie, come on now, it comes with the red flag.
I feel that the topic of bestie and cheating is for another, it's a whole new topic. Everybody, I feel, me, I've not had a fair share of experience as regards to, let's say, someone that I like has a bestie and is now doing anyhow. I've not. But like, I've seen cases of my guys that have had a relationship, yeah?
Mm.
But it's looking like as if now the bestie, they even date the babe.
rather than the guy.
I've seen cases of my guys that it's even the bestie that made them to break up. And her, and because of that, if her and the bestie now are even more closer than normal. Do you get?
Shit is deep, man.
But
that's a topic for another day, actually.
Everything is just, I don't even know, honestly. I don't know.
Because like this topic, like I said, is very interesting and very relatable. I'm sure you guys have a lot to talk about. And it has brought up some questions in your head. Like, okay, yes, but yeah. This is where we'll come to an end on this episode. And I would like you guys to like ask your questions down in the comment section. And yes, I want to use this opportunity to thank all our audience or all our listeners in the past.
Thanks for our
first episode. We got a very massive turnout, and I can't believe it. Me myself, I could not believe the numbers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys a lot. And see, we come to your ears again next week, Saturday.
Yeah.
We love you guys and remain blessed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Safe, man.